point which ship should go first. When you have two camels meeting at a point, which camel should go first? The same would obviously be with two cars, a car and a bus. And we discussed in our previous year that what the Gemara really is teaching us is that at certain times there is no option other than making a pshara. When you have these two boats, when you have these two camels, din is not an option. You have to work with pshara. One boat, you could only have one boat go first. There isn't enough room for two boats. And in the previous year, we continued discussing what will be the halacha when two people have a chiv or a minig for an aliyah that you only could give to one of them. But as I saw from the Cheshukei Chemed, this question comes up in different situations as well. First, let's learn two se'ifim of Shulchan Aruch Choshen Mishpat. Simen Tezvov, Sif Alf. Tzorach Adan Shiyagim Lodin Hadin Shebol Lefon of Tchila. So the first halacha the Shulchan Aruch teaches us is when it comes to Dinei Torah, when there's a Bezdin, first come, first serve. But, continues the Shulchan Aruch, that isn't absolutely true. If a Talmud Chacham comes into the Bezdin, even though he isn't there first, his din Torah comes first. The Shulchan Aruch continues that it is the obligation of a Dayan to try to find favor for the Talmud Chacham. Says the Rama, but the Talmud Chacham ba'atzmei lufnei the Yonim. And the Tam Chacham is in front of the Yonim. I feel a pascha b'kfar b'din acher. Even they've already begun another din Torah. Dona soy tchila. So Rama says that not only does the Tam Chacham come first, but even if the Tam Chacham comes to the Bezdin, and the Bezdin is already in the middle of paskening of working on a different din Torah, they should stop the din Torah that they're in the middle of. And pay attention to the Talmud Chacham's din Torah. Why? Because as long as the Talmud Chacham is standing there waiting for his din Torah to be paskin, there's a question of bittul Torah. Avon Kroiva Baladin. But if it's a relative, impossible. But din acha in its arklas sake. If it's relative, you shouldn't stop. V'mlav tzrich lo nois et chilam shum kfar chacham. Hoyle fun of dinim harbe. So continues the Shulchan Aruch. If there are many din Torahs in front of the Bezdin, magdinim. So the Shulchan Aruch gives us an order. Magdinim din ayosim within almana. The yosim comes before the almana. V'din almana kaidim within tamut chacham. The almana comes before tamut chacham. V'din tamut chacham kaidim within amaretz. The tamut chacham comes before amaretz. V'din isha kaidim within ish. And a woman comes before a man. So the Cheshukei Chemed discusses the following shiloh. He says there are a number of people who are waiting in the waiting room by a doctor. And while they're all sitting waiting in the waiting room, a person comes in and says that he's very ill. And therefore, even though we're obviously not speaking about a situation, says the Cheshukei Chemed, of a Chayla Shiesh by Sakana, but the person indicates that he is sicker than all the other people waiting there, and therefore he should go first. And the people say, you know, nobody comes to the doctor just because they're healthy. Everybody has their issue why to come to the doctor. So just wait online. What is the halacha? So he quotes the words of the Shulchan Aruch that we just learned in the Siman Tezvav, Sif Aleph, and Sif Beis. And the question that comes up is not that the Shulchan Aruch here in Sif Beis established an order that first comes a Yosem, then comes an Almana, then comes a Talmud Chacham, then comes an Ma'aretz, and a woman takes precedence over a man. Is this only by a din Torah, or is this in all situations that involve a line that we follow this order and we don't strictly follow first come, first serve? So he quotes an Aderis. The Aderis says that he was once in Dublin and he went to see a doctor. And as he came into the doctor, he was waiting. And while he's waiting, a woman comes in and says, "I was here, I had to go out for a couple of moments, but I was here before you, and therefore I should come, my turn is before your turn." So he doesn't focus, obviously, on the issue if the woman went out, does she lose her turn? The focus that he focuses on is there a din? The Shulchan Aruch said that a almana comes before a Talmid Chacham. Does that din apply in a doctor's office as well? And extension, as we discussed earlier, does a person who is sicker have kedima at the doctor's office as well? And what is the question based on? Do we say that since we know the Bezdin is the Aviyam Shal Yisoymim, the Bezdin is the Dayan Almonis, the Pasuk in Yeshayahu says, shift, that is the obligation of a Bezdin, shiftu yasam rivu almona, and therefore Bezdin has to concern themselves with Yisoymim and Almonis. So if that's the case, then it'll only be by a Bezdin. Or is it because these people are downtrodden people? Since these people are downtrodden people, we want to treat them better and put them at the front of the line. There'll be a number of nafkaminas besides the shayla that we're discussing in the doctor's office. Does this order apply? The other shaylos will agree, what will be the halacha if the yosim is not the nitva? The yosim is not the person that they're trying to collect money from. The yosim is the taveya. If we'll say that because these are people who are broken people and therefore Bezdin should pay attention to them first, so it makes no difference if the yosim is the taveya or the nitva. I mean, on the contrary, that makes a difference if he's a Taveya or the Nitva. He's not downtrodden if he's the Taveya. If, however, it's because Bezdin has a special obligation to deal with Yisoymin first, so it makes no difference if he's the Taveya or the Nitva. Or, another nafkamina will be, Daruch HaShulchan discusses, what happens if the cotton has apotropis? Will it make a nafkamina? If we say because they're broken, he's not broken, he has a lawyer, has an apotropos who will take care of him. If the vart, however, is because he's a yosim, and the Torah says that a yosim comes first, because we're worried that's the job of Bezdin, to be concerned about yosimim, so then the yosim comes first no matter what. So the Cheshukei Chemed quotes a Meiri in our sugya. He says the Meiri, in discussing the circumstances mentioned in our Gemara, where you have the two boats, the two camels, says as follows: whenever it comes to decide who should come first and who should come second, we have to look at the picture. And if we have people sitting in a waiting room by the doctor, but we have a person who the delay in the doctor seeing him could be more detrimental to another individual sitting in the waiting room whose delay won't be so detrimental. So the halacha says we look at who's going to suffer more. Because that's what Tzedek teaches us. He's saying a very important word. He's saying that Tzedek doesn't mean first come, first serve. Because as we're explaining in our shir, sometimes the Tzedek is not the din. Sometimes the Tzedek is the pshara. We have to look at what Tzedek is. Tzedek is not an absolute. And therefore, you know, maybe with our sense, we should always say first come, first serve. But our Gemara teaches us that it isn't always that way. That we have to look at the big picture. And if this person needs a doctor more than the other person needs the doctor, so the person who needs the doctor more should come first. So therefore, he says, the same thing, if the Shulchan Aruch paskin, that the Yosin comes before the Almana, and the Almana comes before the Talmud Chacham, it isn't only in the Beis Din. It's in all situations, because we have to look at this person's situation. And in fact, he quotes a very interesting story from Cheskel Sarna, the Rosh Yeshiva of Chevron. He says that Rav Sarna had a doctor, that he was a patient by this doctor, and every time he would come to the doctor's office, being the great Talmud Chacham Rosh Yeshiva that he was, the doctor took care of him first, as is very much in line with what we are learning in our shir today, that a Talmud Chacham comes first. One time, he said, Rav Sarna, he came to see the doctor. One time, he came to see the doctor, and the doctor had, there was a woman in the office, and the doctor called her in before he called in Rav Cheskel Sarna. Afterwards, Rav Cheskel Sarna went to see the doctor, and the doctor excused himself. And he explained that, although normally, whenever you come to see me, I pay attention to you first, as the Talmud Chacham, here, I took this woman first. Why? He says, this woman who was waiting also, and that I first treated, is a woman who's very poor now. And I don't take any fee for seeing her. I was concerned, said the doctor, that this woman is going to see that I take you before I take her, is going to say, the reason I'm treating Rav Sarna first is because Rav Sarna pays me. And she doesn't pay, so she doesn't get the same service. In order that she shouldn't, chas v'shalom, have that feeling that I'm treating patients who pay better, quicker, than I treat patients who don't pay, I specifically took her first. I think that's exactly the lesson of Tzedek Tzedek Tirdeif. That's exactly the lesson of our Gemara. The lesson of our Gemara is that we shouldn't just go with absolutes, first come, first serve, or different rules that we make up and become unmovable. The Gemara is teaching us that we have to go sometimes with pshara, that the pshara, using our proper das Torah, how to deal with a situation, is not just a pshara, it's not just a compromise, it's the tzedek, it's the din that the Torah wants us to do under those circumstances.